Can we get a roll call? Okay, starting the meeting at 3:03. Can I get a roll call? Elaine Flores, co-chair membership.
Ron Hernandez, membership co-chair.
Manuel Vasquez, committee member.
And Chitika member, committee member.
Don Paul Soto, committee member.
Pat, council staff.
Natalie, HHS.
Okay. Is that it, y'all? Well, welcome, everybody. Let's review and approve the agenda for today.
One second while I pull that up.
Okay.
So I noticed that our topic for the mentorship program is at the end. Is that not the end, but right before the demographic report? Would it be possible to move that after the demo report so we're not in, because TJ needs a little bit more time to join us. He's not here right now. But if we move that after, that way we have more
I guess. I mean, depending on how he said he's going to be about what, 15 minutes, you said?
10, 15 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's leave it where it's at. And then if he doesn't show up, we can move it back until he pops in. How does that sound?
Okay.
Okay, so any more changes for the agenda today? Okay, hearing none. The agenda is approved. No choose. No nose. Okay. Review and approve the minutes from last month or from last November.
You all see that?
Yeah.
Right. Thanks, Pat, for sharing agenda. Here's a minute. There are some co-chairs elected, I suppose, and our usual business. Lots of requests for leave of absence. There was switch committees, demographic information update per usual, and something added to this month's agenda. Any updates, changes?
Okay, hearing no changes. Approved for the minutes for November. No nays. Okay. Do we have any announcements today?
I just wanted to remind folks that the full council meeting this month has the time has not actually been changed. It'll be at its normal time from 4 to 6:30.
Oh, okay, great.
I know our agenda is not very heavy, but I may need to finish up around 3:30 today to support this community meeting where I'm at today.
Okay, be
Thank you.
good.
Hi everyone. I already notified Kat and Kira, but I will not be able to attend the next full meeting, so just putting that out there. Thank you.
All right, if there's no more other announcements, do we have any members of the public? Any public comment? Any? No? Okay. Well, it's on the next. I think I got sidetracked it.
So I will be stepping in for Kira here to do the next one. So you're about to have a whole lot of me. Apologies in advance. Okay, so notice of attendance to be sent. Marco Montenegro has had five absences within the last 3 months. So it looks like Marco might be back on track. I noticed that he came to his home committee. And I know that there's just been a lot of challenges over at his agency when it comes to some of the actions of the administration, current administration. Hopefully he's back on track, but I know that he's also just considering, is this a good fit for him right now because of all the different work he has. So he will get that because that's sent out automatically. And if he makes a shift, he will make a shift. Moving on. We have three requests for leave of absence. Some of them actually during this current time frame. Actually, all of them. So we have Nali as a request for extension of the LOA through February to actually return in March. We have Jan Oskarsson, January through February, returning in March. And we have Helen Lin, who'd like both of her 2 month LOAs to be back to back. So January through April, returning in May. So again, that was Na and Jan for 2 months and Helen for 4 months. Any objections to granting these LOAs? All right, moving along.
Mark, do we have a policy on how many can be
We do.
on
We
leave
have
of
two.
absence at one time?
Yeah. Oh, at one time?
Yeah.
No, we have no such
No.
policy.
Because our quorum is, because our excuse, of course.
Yeah, so the someone on LOA does not impact quorum,
All
just
right.
like someone.
That's my question. Thank you.
Sure thing. All right, moving on. Current leave of absence. Of course, everyone that I mentioned is a current leave of absence. And then we also have a couple more that were already approved, it looks like. One for Zachary, that will be through the end of this month. And another for Franco, that's going to be through the end of this month. And that's it for current for leave of absence. And that's it for this entire section. Okay. Done. What do you know?
Wow.
Love to see it.
So, because TJ's still not
Yeah, he
here.
just made it here in time. I see him now.
He
I'm at,
joined. He's in his car.
Here's a TJ now.
He's on his
Okay.
iPhone.
So I can take over the next one as well. I think I was probably going to do it anyway. I wasn't sure if it was me or Kira who was planning on facilitating this discussion. But since I do it already in steering, I might as well do it for this one, which is reviewing our policies and seeing how they perhaps need to be updated around mentor. But there's actually two policies. There's our straight up policy, and then there's this longer document. So I think we can go over both, and this will help actually when we go over them in steering as well. So I will share screen. I think I'll do, let me see which one's the shorter one. We'll do the shorter one first. Maybe I should do the longer one first. Let me just give me a moment so I can compare and contrast. There's mentor program and then there's mentor program guidelines, which is like a oof, it's like a 4-page document. Let's go over the guidelines first because that will build up to the larger policy. The guidelines is actually in the appendix. Well, no, actually, I'm going to just totally be whimsical here and have let's go for the shorter one first. Let me share
Mark,
screen.
I was thinking that maybe we could just pause on this and maybe go to the next agenda item to give TJ a chance to park his car.
Oh no, just go ahead because I'm driving and I just left where I'm at. So I'm fine. I can talk and drive at the
Okay,
same time. I
convenient.
appreciate that,
All right.
Bruno.
Go ahead,
Will
Mark.
you be able to inspect the shared screen document while you're driving? I
No,
hope not.
don't do that.
I briefly looked at the stuff beforehand, and
Yeah.
so I'm hoping I can remember that stuff, but
Yeah. Oh, that's fine. Please don't inspect your screen. This is actually a perfect time for us now to review. Okay.
okay.
Moving on. Okay, we'll do the short one first. This is our main policy. This is not the appendix policy, which is the 4 pages. So I will just read this out loud because it's short enough. Mentoring program. In an effort to facilitate inclusion, community building, and organizational understanding, new planning council members to the San Francisco HOA Community Planning Council will continue their orientation process through mentoring and coaching. The membership committee offers this program to new members by planning council members who can provide the required knowledge, skills, and abilities, and who have served on the council for at least 1 year. The membership committee will review and approve mentor and mentees to ensure success. The mentor roles. Number one, offer guidance and expertise to coach and develop new planning council members in the different facets of their role in the planning council as outlined within the council member job description. They offer general support to new planning council members. This will be on an as-needed basis and may be defined by mentor slash mentee in terms of what should be covered. Three, they offer supportive guidance on the importance of cultural humility and equity, including council practices that support full participation and inclusion, such as the rules of respectful engagement, the conflict resolution policy, etc. And they meet regularly to discuss and review council operations, documents, and processes. So that's our mentoring program. There's a much longer document that actually explains it much more in depth. That's sort of our big picture overview. Any thoughts on this?
I believe TJ brought this up so we could potentially add in or make the mentorship program not optional, but rather obligatory for at least a probationary period. TJ?
Yeah, I was thinking because we've had a couple of incidents where people have either left because they didn't feel connected, or there's been some issues around attendance that has gone unnoticed. And so I feel like when you work with somebody as a mentor, you make people feel a little more connected, and I just feel like it would be a better outcome. So for
Yeah.
new council members.
So
And it
it doesn't actually sound like what TJ is saying would change this policy. All that means would be that we would make sure to implement this policy. The mentorship policy itself has not changed. We meaning membership committee and council staff have just simply not been implementing it. So I think what TJ's comments do is almost more like okay, well, why aren't we doing this policy that's actually already been in place and that we've done for many, many years, but for some reason, because of the pandemic, we just stopped it altogether, which we don't need to just stop things. We should continue following our own internal policies and procedures, right?
Thank you for the clarification, Mark. I think that was exactly what I was going to say. It's like it's kind of just dropped. And I think it's not a thing because we haven't been actually discussing it. But I don't remember it being mandatory.
I don't know either.
So
I don't think it
the
was.
actual the language here does not use the word mandatory, but it
Right.
is implied.
This
It
is
says will
offer.
continue. Yeah, will it says in an effort to they will continue their orientation.
I don't think I ever remember it being mandatory, but I think we had actually used it enough that people were really comfortable with it. We also need to make sure that we have a number of people that actually want to do mentorship in order for it to really be pulled off, right?
Yeah, we can get into the details when we go into the guidelines because that specifically talks about the process. But I do want to sort of, I don't know if I'm pushing back on JP or not, but this is a soft mandate. Like this policy is a soft mandate. If we look at the language here, it's will continue their orientation process through
No,
mentorship.
that's great if that's the case, and that's just what we say,
Yeah.
and that's just how we move forward. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So not push back, I guess. Okay.
No. Good try, though.
You're
I mean,
going
I wanted to push back on you, but I guess, okay,
to.
we agree again. JP, we agree yet again. All right, so if folks are fine, then we can just leave this as is, because this, I think, does speak to, of course, what JP said, but also TJ's initial point that, we have a policy that actually matches people. Of course, if someone is absolutely resistant to getting a mentor, we haven't really had, I think we had one person who said, no, thank you. And then we can address that in membership, but
Yeah, I remember
that's
that
like,
too. And
yeah. I
I
don't
feel
actually
like
remember who that.
people want a little, help or handholding or something. I first get
Yeah,
that.
so like I mentioned, this is in some ways a soft mandate because it does say will continue, not may continue. But if someone pushes back, I mean, I like the membership committee can then discuss it. Like the membership is not bound to like force people to do things. But this does say here basically that all new members are going to continue their orientation by getting mentored. So I guess in the future, once we get any new person on, what we'll do is we'll follow the guidelines and match them up. And so to that point, I will stop share on this one and I will share the guidelines so that we can actually see how these things are set up. Just a moment. Okay. Mentor program guidelines. Okay, this is quite a long document, so I'm not going to read through 4 pages for you. But you can take a look yourself. I'll go through this a little bit slowly, and I'll read out loud the more key points for those folks who should not be reading this document from their car. So please take a look, non-car drivers.
Mark, could you make it a little larger?
No problem. How's that?
Much better.
So there's the top. Reduce you all. So you're all are reduced now, so I can see this. So if you have something to say, you should probably just say it because I can't see you. Okay, so moving along, here's the vision. All this continues to make sense to me. Here are the goals. We're getting to the process soon, I promise. All this continues to make sense. How does it function? We're getting closer. Okay. Here it is.
Yeah.
How does a new council member select a mentor? New council members select their mentor, who is ideally an established member with experience in the council. New council members may ask for guidance from council staff about which council members are available to serve as mentors. The membership committee then approves the mentor relationship. The mentor relationship is administered by the council support staff. Prospective council members are told about the mentoring program during their pre-orientation. Once voted onto the council, new members, council support staff, and the pool of available mentors complete the following steps. Number one, council support explains the mentor program and asks the new members to read those guidelines. Number two, the new council member drafts a short list of people on the council who they would like to be their mentor. Three, council support reviews the list of prospective mentors and determines if the top choice is already mentoring sufficient people. If new member requests a mentor who is unavailable, council support asks the new member to work with their second choice. If the second choice is also fully booked, then the third choice mentor will be selected. Four, council support calls the requested mentor and asks if they will work with the new member. Five, mentors stepping into this role for the first time attend a meeting set up by council support staff to review these by council support staff to review these guidelines and clarify the expectations and duties for both mentors and new council members. Six, the mentor and new council member build their relationship. It's suggested that they meet at least once or twice in person, plus phone conversations and email check-ins during the new member's first 3 months in the council. They may set up a regular meeting time or meet on an as-needed basis. Seven, if a new council member wishes to have a different mentor, that request should be made to council support. Eight, the intention of the mentoring program is to support new members until they are sufficiently grounded in council activities. And nine, the mentoring cycle is complete when a council member feels sufficiently adept at council activities to become a mentor for new members. That's interesting. We'll come back to that. Let's just finish this up, though. How the mentor program be implemented, you can see here through the membership committee and council support. What is a mentor's skill set, like the time and ability to teach and explain council concepts? The mentoring life cycle. On a semi-annual basis, council support will review the currently active mentor relationships. We can do that right now. Number is zero. Council support checks in with both the mentor and the new council member after the mentoring relationship has been active for a full year. In an email or phone call, council support asks if the mentoring relationship is still ongoing or if the relationship can be dissolved. Can also continue at the request of the participants. And here's our lengthy FAQ. Is it required to have a mentor? Oh, look at this. Having a mentor is voluntary. No new council member is required to be assigned to a mentor. That's actually different than the policy we just read. It's interesting. How often should I meet with my mentor? This will be determined by you and your mentor. I like that one. Can I request a different mentor? Yes, contact council staff if you feel you need a new mentor. Wow, John Andrews, rest in peace, really did a lot of work on this. This is really in depth. I know this was a very important thing. I don't know if any of you knew John Andrews. He's a former council member, such a lovely man. I think JP probably knew him. That's
Mark,
great.
I think he was writing this when I was his mentee.
Oh, yeah. He was just a beautiful human being.
Maybe self-serving.
And he certainly created an extensive mentorship policy. This was I wouldn't say it was like a big thing, but it certainly was a part of many people's experience, including like Ron and mine. I was a mentor to multiple people. Eric, when he was on the council, Miss Billy was mentored when she joined the council. I think it was valuable, you know. So I'm happy that we are sort of re-energizing it. I think like we have to sort of look at the mentor pool as like all council members, basically, except newer one, right? And that doesn't mean though that all council members have the time or the ability to actually become mentors. I think it's a balance of like time on the council and ability to actually set aside time. I should also mention, I'm going to stop share now. I'm not sure we need to change anything unless something stuck out to someone. I should also point out that John went really in depth because sometimes these mentoring relationships went south, if that makes sense. Like I know that like for my experience, one of my mentees was constantly asking me about like life advice, and like what to do with their
Oh,
life.
yeah, I remember
Yeah. And so we had to be pretty clear, like this is a council mentorship program, not your new sort of life coach. Because it can slip in that. Many of us are direct service providers or have that background, including me. And it's and many consumers are clients of the agencies that we work at. And so I think it's easy to sort of slip back into those potential provider, providee roles. So that's something that once we start a new match that council support me, will be meeting with both the mentor and the mentee about, just to make sure that they understand that this is a purple. This is about the council. Anyway, any more thoughts on this? I mean, I feels like we kind of low key already just have an understanding that we're re-implementing our existing policy that for some reason pandemic paused and never returned.
So I'm sorry, just to be clear, if they voluntarily choose to have one, it's for 1 year, or could it be less?
could be less as well.
Okay.
I mean,
Could be
Mark,
less,
what
it could
was
be
the
longer.
average amount of time you thought you spent with a mentee?
I felt like my mentorships almost never ended.
Yeah, you did have some special mentees.
I did.
I think I menteed two people, and one, it was just like 3 to 6 months, and then because they got what they needed and felt comfortable with the jargon and stuff, and I think the other one was like 6 months. But that's why
Yeah.
the language is there about checking in, so.
I think that was the improvement that John Andrews brought. It's like, so we had a mentorship policy before the ones you're seeing now. I don't have the originals before me, and they were a lot more loose. So I was a council member so many years ago that it was before John Andrews put together the policies that we're seeing right now. And so that's why mine were like, so okay, is this ever going to end? Why am I being called on the weekends about someone's like what they need to do to spend down their money? Those kinds of things I brought up to membership committee as a council member. And so I think John responded to those with these kinds of guidelines. And that's why, so I don't want to give the wrong impression, just because I don't think I had a bad time at all. It was just like there weren't a whole lot of parameters for me. And I kept on coming to membership for guidance. So John put together an exhaustive policy, which meant that like council staff will be checking in at certain times, and also at the end of the year saying, do you want this to continue, or do you need this to continue? Actually, that was a really long answer, Robert. Any other questions about mentoring?
Can the mentor request that it end at the end of a year if the mentee wanted to continue?
Yeah, of course. These relationships only continue with the willing participation of both parties. So,
Okay.
like, if the mentor is like, you know what, I can't do this anymore because my work life is really busy, or I am not getting along very well with my mentee, whatever reason is a good reason and is reason enough.
All right, don't sell that aspect of it, Mark, okay?
Yeah.
Never, never.
It's a joyful thing.
Okay. Joyful is a word. I'm sure I would have used it. I think it's an important thing for sure. Okay. Anything else on this? All right. Thank you, everyone. It shall be done. We don't have anyone in the pipeline to match with a mentor yet, for sure. We did have someone who's interested in joining the council, but she literally just rescinded her application as of yesterday. I should talk about that. We probably should go back to that, just to keep you all in the loop. Yeah. But before we go to the demographic report, which I think I'll also be doing, wait, were you doing that, Kat? I assume that I was, but I don't want to take it away from you if that's something you're planning on doing.
I'm fine either way.
Okay, I'll do it then. Just get through it. So we had someone who applied, very excited to join the council, a person who came to a council meeting, and a person who works either directly for DPH or like via MOU, I forget which, with DPH. And after talking with me, they decided they were no longer interested. And that's because I was open about the recent challenges with one of our council members. I felt like and it's something that I actually talked to Bill Bloom about too, as far as like and the council co-chairs about how we can't not be transparent about perhaps enhanced scrutiny coming from the mayor's office. And so, usually these phone calls when I introduce people to the council are like a half hour. I think she and I talked for like an hour and a half. And I could just tell by the end of the phone call, she's like, I don't want my background to be scrutinized to that level because I put a lot of activist stuff on my timelines and I don't want to change that. And also, I work for DPH. And if it somehow comes around that like I applied for a public policy body and was declined by the mayor's office, I don't think that's a good look for me in general. So I really felt where she was coming from, and it's just sort of a sad thing. And I don't think I should stop giving people this heads up unless the membership feels, yeah, okay, I'm seeing nodding heads. So, okay.
I
There's
want to
an
jump in
absolute
and
gift
say
in the head on.
thank. Yeah, I just want to say thank you, Mark, because I think your transparency is important. Just because I empathize with Nico, and like, especially if someone doesn't want to have to go through that process only to be told no, you're not going to be accepted, and then all their stuff's out in public. I appreciate like your transparency with that. So I would say we should maintain that.
Okay, will do. All right, let me share screen as we go on to the next agenda item, which is the demographic report. Oh, I didn't even download
Would you like me to
Join
share
me.
screen for you, Mark?
Okay, yeah, that would be great. Thank you. All right, so this one is. Okay, it looks like this is the not the air not the is it even still Aries? No, it's EMA description. So we'll see here we have a total of, look at the bottom. Oh, can you? Yeah, thanks. The bottom square, rectangle actually. We have a total of 27 people, and we have a total of 12 HIV positive members, which is great, but the most important as per HRSA is that bottom row, which is unaligned, seven, we're
Pull
clearly not
out
at
and bring
30.
people behind, you can get past you.
Yeah, exactly. These drivers these days.
Oh, sorry.
As you'll see here, we only have seven and we need to be at 33%. I think that means we need two more people. So please, if you know consumers who are unaffiliated with agencies, meaning they're not staff or board, please send them our way. Council staff has been sending out fairly regularly. Outreach materials doesn't seem to be doing a lot. We're gonna be doing another push. I've been working with Kira. She's come up with a list actually of agencies to reach out to specifically who serve Black slash African American folks, because that's really a big gap we have. But you all are partners with us, so please give it some thought if you have consumers in your lives who are unaffiliated in particular. Anyways, we'll see here, looking above, those are the areas in red, are where we're under, as I mentioned, Black slash African American. I don't know if I would consider male to be an actual issue, us being under, there. However, what is an issue, and it's been a forever issue, is youth. Anyway, let's see what these look like in the next demographic report. If you can switch that out, we will see if it's same issues showing up when it comes to just Ryan White eligible folks. Okay. So looking across here, yeah. Oh, I mean, just look at Black slash African American. The demographics is at 11.9%, and we are at 3.7%. So we need to work on that. We could also use more Latino folks. We look like we are overrepresented, Asian Pacific Islanders. All right, moving along, we have same issue with youth. We have zero youth. And the rest, let's see, a little overrepresented, 30 to 39, age 30 to 39, little underrepresented. These are not very big numbers. We're pretty much on track, 50 to 59. Okay, so again, like our main thing is that we need consumers of color. We specifically need Black slash African American folks and Latino folks. Latino, Latina, Latinx, Latin. Yeah, any thoughts, questions on our demographics? This is nothing new. Thank you, Kat.
Hey, Mark, has there been any thought to reach out to the transgender, is it development district or, the district over in
Cultural
the
district.
Tenderloin? Yeah, the
Oh,
cultural district, to see if maybe they might have some people that would be interested from the trans community.
we haven't thought about that. I don't see why not. Yeah. Does anyone here work with that entity?
They're a grantee of MoCD. We have the cultural districts in our office. I don't work with them directly. Another manager does, but I could get contacts. My suggestion would be to reach out to the ED of the Transgender Cultural District and just let them know, because I do know they have like entrepreneurship programs and things like that. Hopefully, one of those programs will get one or two people.
All right, so Kat, you and I, let's make a mental note of this to since Kira is usually in charge of like making sure that we connect various agencies and people with our outreach materials. Let's make sure you, Kat, and I talked with Kira about connecting her to the ED. I'm sure we can find that online, but if you know that person offhand, Manuel, just email me.
Yeah,
If
I'll
not,
send y'all a follow-up
we'll.
email.
Oh, that'll be great. Thank you, Manuel. And thank you, TJ, for the suggestion.
Thanks, Mark.
Well, thank you, guys. That was a very excellent conversation. And hopefully we can fulfill all those seats that need to be fulfilled. I wish I knew a lot of people in your guys' neck of the woods, but I really don't. But maybe I should just take a trip out there and start knocking on some doors that can possibly be helpful. But in ending and all that, does any have any other discuss for next month meeting to put into our agenda?
No.
No. All right. Well, it was nice and sweet and short, you guys. So
Thank
for not,
you.
yeah, for all doing that, good meeting you guys. So as of what time is it now?
3:38.
38.
Meeting is adjourned. See you guys our next schedule. I can't see it because it's wrote at
March 12.
March 12th. Okay. At 3 to 4 for our next membership meeting. All right, you
Bye. Bye.
guys. All right, thank you. Have a good one, you guys. See you
Oh,
next.
Kat, please hold on.